Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Welcome to My Peraan. Tampok ang mga kababayan nating magbibigay ng praktikal na paraan para kumita ng pera. Pwedeng side hustle o racket investment negosyo at iba pa. Makakausap natin ngayon ang negosyante, well actually side hustler siya kung maituturing natin, si Myla Decena Kuzmanov na may-ari ng isang photo booth. Hello, Myla!
Hi, Teta! Kamusta?
I'm good. Salamat at pinaunlakan mo kami. O, unang-una, ano ba ang iyong primary employment?
I work as an academic manager sa isang private college dito sa Sydney and Canberra at the same time. That's my full-time employment.
Kailan mo sinimulan itong side hustle na to? Ikwento mo sa amin.
I started a business mid of August last year. So magwo 1 year siya. Bago pa lang siya actually, but it's doing really good. I'm proud to say that.
How did you think about this business? Sinong nag-plant ng idea na to in your mind that you know what? Maybe you can earn extra.
I've always wanted to have my own business, but at the same time, sabi ko, I work as a full-time, you know, academic manager. Tapos yung trabaho is very stressful, very demanding. At the same time, I'm a full-time mom as well of a 4-year-old. Pero, syempre, yung pagiging entrepreneur minded ko, nandiyan pa rin palagi. So I thought of, ano kaya yung negosyo na pwede kong umpisahan? Hindi siya perishable. Tapos at the same time, pwede kong i-manage during my free time. E since yung background ko, I've been in hospitality for many, many years. Sabi ko, ayoko naman magsimula ng restaurant, ng mga cafe, kasi very demanding sa oras yon. So I thought of photo booth. Pero yung photo booth, hindi siya yung tipong meron kang photographer, tapos yun na yon. My photo booth business is actually very interactive. Also yung networking, marami akong kakilala sa industry, sa mga events, yung mga event centers and all that. So yun, minaximize ko rin siya. And then I ended up with my beautiful business at the moment, which I'm very proud of.
The name of the business is?
The One Photo Booth.
Hirap balansihin lahat, so how do you do it?
Ang ginagawa ko talaga is proper time management. And then at the same time, I spend time in myself in terms of learning the business, mga marketing strategy, social media management, lahat yan inaaral ko. It's not only about time management, pero alam mo kasi, if there's a will, there's a way eh. Hindi naman pwedeng mag-excuse na, ay busy ako, ay mommy ako, ay ganito ako. So, if you really want to achieve something, everything is possible.
Yan ang nakakatuwa. Yeah. Talagang palaban,
yes,
si Myla.
That's true.
Okay, so you said that inaaral mo ang social media strategies. Can you expound
that's
a bit
right
on this?
When I started this business, ang knowledge ko sa mga social media platforms, very basic lang. But then, I didn't stop there. Parang talagang nag-enroll ako ng mga crash course courses, kung paano gumamit ng social media, how to utilize it in social marketing and all that. Tapos yung mga marketing strategy, mga brand awareness. So, every single week ata for the first 3 months of my business, talagang nag-a-attend ako ng webinar and that really helped me a lot. Now, it's almost been a year that I've been managing full on ha. Ako lang talaga nagmamanage ng business ko. I've learned a lot. I'm very proud. So yun din siguro yung sa mga bagay na gusto kong i-share sa mga kapwa natin. If they want to start a business, make sure that they invest on themselves as well as business owners.
Ano-ano yung mga natutunan mo from those webinars that you've attended?
Dapat ang negosyo mo hindi enough na alam mo lang yung produkto or maganda lang yung product mo or maganda lang yung service mo. You need to build brand awareness. Napaka-importante. You should be able to utilize your network, yung makilala mo, kapamilya mo, friends mo, even sa Facebook. Kasi when I started this business, I reach out to my friends even in the Philippines and all over the world. But also, I'm very lucky to share na madami din akong kakilala overseas because I used to work in international cruise ship for many, many years. So pati sila talagang in-message. During that time na hindi pa ako nagninegosyo, parang ang feeling ko, parang ay nakakahiya naman, ayoko na, baka mamaya, di ba? Baka sabihin, ay ang baduy naman ni Myla, ganyan-ganyan. So, pero hindi. Kumbaga, like what I said, nakikita ko kasi yung negosyo na may malaking potential to expand. Isa yun sa mga strategy na ginamit ko talaga to utilize my network. And then at the same time, you really have to manage your time very, very efficiently. So, since mom din ako, wala na akong masyadong time yung, alam mo yun, go outside, to go for a coffee. So parang every single time na inaalat ko sa mga bagay na gagawin ko, I make sure it's useful and then I make sure it's gonna create a better outcome.
Anything else you want to add to that? Dun sa mga natutunan mo?
Siguro isa pa sa mga bagay na natutunan ko talaga is the importance of consistency. Hindi lang basta-basta may negosyo ka na parang ipapaawayan mo lang sa ibang tao, I'm gonna hire someone to do the social media content, social media, things like that. Parang it's very important for you to have consistency in terms of customer service. Okay, very important. And then at the same time, yung product mo. Kailangan kasi nowadays, diba, we live in a very high-tech world eh. So, hindi lang siya social media. Ang pinag-uusapan din natin is about being high-tech. Katulad ng mga photo booth, yung mga software, inaaral ko din yun. May mga training din doon. Hindi yun basta-basta na parang, okay, eto na yung photo booth. Okay, smile-smile lang kayo. So yung mga software niya, every time, I make sure that I'm updated with kung ano man yung mga bago doon na software, kung ano yung mga latest features nila. Importante din yun na malaman.
Can you tell me more about this interactive photo booth? And what sets it apart from the normal photo booth wherein, you know, there's an actual photographer who goes around and really takes the photos manually?
Hindi lang siya manual. Kumbaga, hindi mo na kailangan i-adjust yung setting, hindi mo na kailangan i-adjust yung lighting kasi yung machine na yung mismong gagawa noon. And then it's very interactive kasi it will talk to you. Sasabihin niya, hello, smile, ganyan-ganyan. So, pero meron pa din akong attendant, syempre, to do crowd control. But when it comes to the actual photo taking, yung machine na mismo nakikipag-usap sa customer, sa clients. And tells you na, okay, one more shot, this is the final shot, smile, yun. So, natutuwa yung mga clients kasi for them, parang bago siya eh. Hindi siya yung, you know, yung old school na, ito yung photographer, ito yung pose na gagawin mo. It's very interactive and it's very fun.
Let's talk about capital and setting it up.
Started with $10,000. Yun yung pinaka-capital ko.
What does it cover?
Everything na bago ko siya sinimula, nag-research muna ako. Humanap ako ng supplier, nakapag-negotiate ako. Actually, yung charm naman, umubra. So, nakuha ko siya at a discounted price. Tapos, kasama na yung mga shipping, kasama ng mga lightning, di ba? Ang dami pang kailangan gamitin na kasama doon. With that 10,000 pesos, all in na yun, pati yung registration and all. So, talagang nag-research muna ako. Hindi lang ako bastang sumugod na, okay, magpo-photo booth business ako bukas. Talagang it took a lot of research. Siguro nag-research ako for about mga 3 months muna. Tested the water first.
O yung mga nakita mong risk?
Ang isa is yung seasonal demand. Yun talaga. Kasi syempre, pag sinabi mong photo booth, hindi naman everybody can afford it because it's not gonna cost cheap, di ba? So parang yung hiring a photo booth, so extra expenses yun if you're running an event. Tapos, at the same time, alam naman natin na since I'm catering on events, kailangan marunong ka mag-market. Isa yun talaga sa mga reset from the very beginning. Kaya, di ba sinasabi ko, nag-aral ako ng marketing strategy and also para to make sure na at least yung photo booth ko maging aware yung mga tao sa Sydney that I'm running this kind of business. It's because not only hindi lang para mag-investment din sa sarili ko but also to make sure na at least somehow break even yung negosyo ko. Hindi siya magiging loss.
How has business been so far? Magwa 1 year ka na.
Proud to say, apat na yung machine ko. Ang ginawa ko kasi, all the profit that I got from the business, I invest back in the business. So, siya ginagastos sa kung anong bagay. Gusto ko kasi maging steady yung negosyo and mag-expand.
Any unforeseen expenses?
Magsiset up kami, tapos biglang masisiraan yung sasakyan. So, yun talaga, yung pinaka nagiging big hassle. Now, lesson learned. Kapag halimbawa, medyo malayo yung location, meron akong tinatawag na backup. So, at least ang ginagawa ko silang on hold just in case. Because you'll never know, di ba? Parang accidents or emergencies can happen. Biglang masira yung kotse, biglang tumigil or whatsoever. Pero, the show must go on. Especially kapag sa photo booth business, kailangan way in advance, sinahanda mo na yun.
What else is in the pipeline for your business and how do you want to expand?
Ang aim kasi is from being a side hustle, gusto ko siya maging full-on business. I keep on learning, you know, attending seminars whenever I can. In terms of expansion, I'm starting to reach out as well some event centers outside Sydney, like Hunter Valley. Yeah, and I'm very proud to say na meron na akong mga nakakausap na mga event centers and even in Canberra. So slowly, ini-introduce ko na yung negosyo ko sa kanila.
Yung final message mo para sa mga gustong kumita ng extra or gustong magsimula ng kanilang negosyo, kausapin mo sila ngayon.
If you really want to start a business, huwag kayong matakot, you go for it. But at the same time, start small. It's always a better option to take calculated risk kasi may mga iba akong mga kaibigan, all of a sudden, umalis na lang sila sa trabaho ay nagsimula ng negosyo. Sir, you have to make sure that you first study kung ano man yung negosyo yung papasukin nyo. And you're gonna make sure that you love what you're gonna do. But keep on investing on yourself na malaman kung ano yung ins and outs of the business. Huwag kayo maging complacent na, okay, alam kong gawin tong negosyo na to. No, kasi the world is evolving eh. Katulad ng maraming mga bagay ng mga technology na kung ano-ano lang naglalabasan, and we have to know it as business owners. So maraming components ang papatakbo ng negosyo. Hindi lang siya about the operation, hindi lang siya about the product, hindi sapat na maganda yung produkto mo o maganda yung servisyo mo. Tapos from there, palakihin ninyo. Customer service, talagang kailangan yan. Kahit anong klaseng negosyo ang papasukin ninyo, you should love to socialize and meet other people. Kasi kung gusto mo yung ginagawa mo, that's a very easy way for you to spread the name of your business through word of mouth. Kapag meron kang mga kaibigan, i-approach mo sila. Huwag kang mahiya. Bago mo i-approach yung mga tao, you know what you're talking about. At the same time, kung anong ibinibenta mo sa kanila.
Again, maraming salamat kay Myla Decena Kuzmanov. So, uulitin, Myla.
Thank you, Teta. Maraming salamat po.
At tandaan nyo, mapapakinggan itong podcast sa www.sbs.com.au/Filipino. Tandaan, huwag ma-stress sa pera. Matuto mula sa iba dito sa May Peraan.
May Peraan.
May Peraan.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.